It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. So, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, your Wiki Corner today brought to you by our friends at Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it's funny that we were just talking about Christmas trees because the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree down in New York City will be lit tonight.
Oh, this is the big
night. This is the big night with the big television special and everything on NBC where they're going to light up the tree and it's so beautiful.
Is Al Roker going to be there?
Of course he is.
Of course he is. He's there every year, is he not?
Yeah.
I will tell you, I was down in New York City last week, two weekends ago.
Yes.
And I saw the Rockefeller Christmas tree.
Yes.
Not decorated at all.
Not decorated.
In fact, you could barely see it. There was so much scaffolding around it
as
they were preparing to decorate it.
Okay.
In fact, that's
kind of cool to see, like, the process of it.
It is. And if
Was there anybody working on it? No, nobody working on it at all. Okay.
But if you're watching on Facebook, you'd be able to see the pictures. And two of those pictures are pictures I took the other weekend of the Rockefeller tree. Anyway, go ahead, Sarah.
So the first Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center was put up in 1931 during the Depression-era construction of Rockefeller Center when Italian-American workers decorated a smaller 20-foot balsam fir with strings of cranberries, garlands of paper, and even a few tin cans on Christmas Eve.
Put the tin cans up.
Yeah. Workers pooled their money for that unlit tree with the garlands made by their families. With the lighting of the 50-foot-tall first official tree 2 years later, the tree became what Rockefeller Center dubbed a holiday beacon for New Yorkers and visitors alike.
Look at that.
Since then, the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree has been a yearly tradition, and a skating rink was opened below the tree in the plaza in 1936. World War II ushered in simple patriotic decorations, including red, white, and blue unlit globes and painted wooden stars. In 1942, instead of one large tree, three more modest trees were raised, each decorated in one of the flag's colors.
Sure.
From 1944 until the war's end in 1945, the tree went unlit due to blackout regulations. And 1951 marked the first time that NBC televised the tree lighting with a special on the Kate Smith Hour.
Oh, yes, Kate Smith, sure.
So trees are traditionally donated to Rockefeller Center, which in turn donates the number after display. The head gardener at Rockefeller Center looks for each year's Christmas tree. He visits nurseries throughout the tri-state area and looks for unique backyard trees.
Wait, so the head gardener where? Rockefeller?
At Rockefeller Center.
Ooh, do they have a lot of gardens? It's like all concrete.
They must. I don't know. I think this is like his big thing. This is like his big job here is the Christmas tree.
The only green in Manhattan is that tree.
Yeah, that tree. It's a pretty important job, though.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
I'm not belittling him at all.
Trees are also submitted for consideration through Rockefeller Center's website. So if you have a nice pine tree in your backyard, you could submit it and they might pick your tree.
Sure.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, as long as I don't have to pay you to cut it down. It's
right,
expensive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Each year's tree is chosen based on its hardiness and Christmas tree shape. Can't be like misshapen or like a Charlie Brown tree or anything like that.
Get that
as
out
well
of here.
As its ability to support all the heavy ornaments and lights and all that go on it.
Right.
Once a tree is selected, a crane supports the tree while it's cut. Then it's moved to a custom telescoping trailer able to transport trees up to 125 feet tall, though the narrowness of the streets around Rockefeller Center limits the height of the tree to 100 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be awful to be living in Manhattan when they're hauling that tree in.
Yeah.
Do they do it at night?
I think that would disrupt traffic. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Trucks, barges, and a transport plane have all been used to help the tree make the trip.
Wow.
Over the years, the trees have come from Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, Ohio, even Canada.
What? Canada?
Isn't that funny that we would, I mean, they couldn't have found one in the States that year? I don't know.
50 states, plenty of pine trees.
Right.
You're going to Canada.
Yeah. The tallest to date was a 100-foot tree from Killingworth, Connecticut, which went up in Rockefeller Center in 1999.
Right.
The 2024 Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is from West Stockbridge, Massachusetts, in the southern Berkshires. It's the first tree to come from Massachusetts since 1959.
Okay, they're due.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's 74 feet tall and weighs 11 tons, and it's around 70 years old.
Oh.
The tree will be lit with more than 50,000 multicolored LED lights on approximately 5 miles of wire. The three-dimensional Swarovski star on top of the tree weighs around 900 pounds and features 70 spikes covered in 3 million crystals.
Jeez.
And an estimated 125 million people visit the attraction every year.
Yeah.
The decorated tree remains on display at the plaza entrance of 30 Rockefeller Plaza at least through January 6th of the new year. It's only lit up for 24 hours on Christmas Day.
And you found that
out the hard way. We went and I just assumed it was lit all the time.
Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
City never sleeps.
I guess. They turn it off at midnight. Sunday to Wednesday, and at 1 a.m. Thursday to Saturday.
Oh, the late night.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Continuing a longstanding holiday tradition, the 2024 Christmas tree will be donated to Habitat for Humanity, milled, treated, and made into lumber that will be used for home building.
I wonder how much lumber you get out of a tree like that.
A lot, I would think.
You would,
pretty
big.
Okay, yeah. Since 1997, the lighting has been broadcast live to hundreds of millions on NBC's Christmas in Rockefeller Center telecast, which airs tonight at 8 o'clock.
Right.
Kelly Clarkson will be returning as host of the tree lighting special for a second year, joined by today hosts Savannah Guthrie, Hoda Kotb, Al Roker, and Craig Melvin. And the performers for the tree lighting tonight include Kelly Clarkson, of course.
Of course.
The Backstreet Boys.
I know.
Excited for that.
Yeah.
I guess I would like to see Hanson. If I could make a request for next year, maybe get Hanson. They have a Christmas.
Oh, they do have a Christmas album. You're a big Hanson fan.
Jennifer Hudson, and of course, the Radio City Rockettes.
Of course. Kicking those legs up high.
Yeah.
All right. Picked out a record to go along the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so I thought that we would play Silver Bells by Fats Domino.
You got it. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, 25 years of the biggest hits in the history of the world, and Fats Domino, Silver Bells. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center, which will be lit tonight.
Yeah.
On NBC, you can watch that starting at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, you got it. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right, an estimated 125 million people visit the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree every year.
The star on top of the tree weighs 900 pounds.
And this year's tree is the first from Massachusetts since 1959.
Now, no trees have ever come from Rochester.
No.
But I believe a tree did come from Binghamton.
Yeah, Binghamton. Yeah.
Did I read that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oneonta, I think.
Oneonta.
That's closer, right?
I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I've heard of it. I don't know exactly where it is on a map.
Okay.
We could look that up.
Anyway.
Maybe later. If folks want to learn more about the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com.
Yeah.
On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Of course, you can always watch this whole thing unfold every day, along with pictures. We put pictures up of the things we're talking about we're doing it.
Including sometimes our own personal pictures.
Personal photographs from our own albums.
Yeah.
You can check that out at facebook.com/legends1027 every day at 4:10. Plus, we archive this up at YouTube. Go to YouTube and search Sarah's Wiki Corner, and it will be up there, the entire archive. And you can just go for hours watching Wiki Corners end on end. Brought to you by Nipple-Egg Foods of the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Hey, Sarah, thanks so much for coming in today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Come back tomorrow, won't you?
Absolutely. Throwback Thursday.
Throwback Thursday. You got it right. So, Three Dog Night on the way, Brothers Johnson, and more traffic and weather next on Legends 102.7.